You're listening to The Profile.
Welcome to The Profile podcast. I'm Andy Peck. God calls all of us to join him with what he is doing in the world and to use our influence to share his love and goodness. For some, this is in leadership roles inside and outside the local church. For the last 19 years, I've been interviewing Christians who lead to find out more about how to lead better. So I hope you'll be stimulated by this conversation, learn something, and be reassured in your pathway. Taking initiative isn't always easy. May God give you grace and wisdom to make the next step. The show is brought to you by Premier Christianity Magazine, the UK's leading magazine. Get full online access and the print magazine every month by becoming a subscriber. See special offers available now at premierchristianity.com.
What do John Stott, Roger Forster, Nigel Lee and Amy Orr Ewing have in common? Well, the answer is that for each, leadership in a university Christian union was a significant part of their leadership development. To be strictly accurate, John Stott famously was so good at personal evangelism in Cambridge, his fellow Christians refused to burden him with being on the leadership team. But that apart, it was certainly very significant. In addition to these well-known church leaders, many have come to faith or developed in faith through involvement in a Christian union and have gone on to lead in various walks of life. So as many start their university lives, God will be at work moulding and equipping them as they learn to take responsibility for making Christ known on campus. So I'm delighted to be joined today by Fergal Kelly. He's currently acting as Southeast team leader with UCCF and also serving students in the University of Portsmouth. This is of particular interest to me as I served the same institution in a similar capacity some 30 plus years ago. So welcome, Fergal, to the Leadership Show.
Thank you.
Well, your own journey to being involved in student work, Fergal, first of all.
Yeah, so when I arrived at university, I was fresh out of doing a gap year at my church, feeling very invested in and equipped. My home church sent me off to university really well. But also I was in a bit of a Christian bubble while doing an internship at a church, and my friends have gone off to uni. So I went to university hoping to have a wide mix of friends, Christians and those who are not. So I was going to find a church, find a hobby, and then not join the Christian Union. But then I found out that there was free pizza. So I was easily persuaded. But really, when I was there, I remember one student called Lydia shared the vision of Christian Unions, uniting students from across local churches to give students a chance to meet Jesus. And I realized, that's what I love. Unity across churches, a breadth of people learning from each other and helping each other live in a way that attracts our friends to Jesus. And then I carried on in the Christian Union. I was president of the Christian Union for a couple of years. And then I volunteered with the Christian Union after I graduated, just doing bits and bobs here and there. But I was leading my church's student ministry. And then when the chance came and there was an opportunity, I began working for UCCF with Portsmouth and Chichester back then. And now I'm acting as team leader, as you say, across the Southeast, but very much still loving the vision just as much as I did then and still getting as much free pizza as I did.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad the pizza did its job with you, Fergal. UCCF has classically espoused the value of students reaching students with staff supporting, not interfering. Why do you think this has been so successful?
So I like to think of our role as, so when we talk about staff workers who invest in CUs, that they are cheerleaders for this CU, giving them the encouragement that often leaders don't get, co-working, doing mission alongside them and coaching them, helping them to learn how to achieve their goals and their vision for their uni. So I think life on life mission is just how God works. As a Southeast team, we've been reading through 1 Thessalonians last year, and we were struck by how God worked through Paul and his team living alongside the everyday people in Thessalonica. Paul's mission there wasn't a hit and run tour of his own choice. He was forced to leave, but it wasn't like a pop-up event. He lived alongside people to share the gospel, but also his life. And students live amongst each other And so people can then see, students can see how Christianity is lived out through the tough 3 years of uni. And that speaks volumes. And I also think that there's no one better to help students meet Jesus than students themselves. That way there's maximum integrity with the university. These are students doing the stuff, not someone coming in from the outside. There's much better accessibility, even from the boring stuff of room bookings, but all the way through to being able to make friends. And there's a whole lot more creative thinking. Students' ideas are sometimes way out from what I would think. And even when I'm skeptical, they actually really know what they're doing and they know their friends who they're trying to reach.
Of course, you'll have heard, Fergal, some criticisms by others who say, well, this was a model that worked maybe a generation ago, but today's students are far less mature. They're not as able to navigate some of the spiritual complexities. And therefore, you need a bit more handholding than maybe the likes of UCCF are giving. Well, how do you respond to that kind of criticism?
Yeah, I understand that. I think even if I look at my own generation, I remember hearing people in my home church who were part of Christian unions and the stories they told. And then when I was at uni, I did not feel equipped for leadership. But I know that God really worked through me. I think firstly, when you get to know the students who lead CUs, you will often be blown away by their devotion to Jesus, their teachability, their willingness to learn as they grow. And actually, I find that students today are really hungry to learn how to lead. I remember once a CU was asking me for help with difficulties in their team dynamics. And I'd spent a long time putting together a guided discussion to help untangle some of the issues that were causing some troubles with them working together as a friendship group. But they came to the meeting with everything already resolved. I didn't have to use the Bible study that I'd written. These students had spent the night before praying together in the evening, and then they confessed to each other the ways that they had contributed to not working well together as a friendship group and forgiving each other. And honestly, I was blown away by their devotion to Jesus. I came in with all kinds of resources. They came prayed for. And I think students have a lot to teach us. That's my experience. But also, I think secondly and quickly, I think there's not much more rewarding than seeing a student who feels that they are unprepared for leadership, taking on a leadership role, and then investing in them over a year or two through cracking open a Bible together and giving them training opportunities, and then watching them grow and flourish. The kind of growth trajectory that there can be when someone is given this kind of support, it can really impact how they live and speak for Jesus in work and church once they graduate as well. Yeah, that's my experience.
Well, that's really helpful, Fergal. And I was going to ask you, and you've slightly answered the question already, the kind of support a CU leader might receive. You're on site, as it were, or close in Portsmouth, and you obviously not far from Chichester as well. How often would you meet with, say, a CU leader or a committee? How did it kind of work?
Well, yeah, like, I think the bread and butter is sitting in a coffee shop, Bible open, meeting Jesus together, talking about leadership questions and praying. I think different staff workers do work differently. And some Christian unions, like I think of Farnham and Epsom, amazing stuff going on there. Small CUs with very few leaders. And it's easier for a staff worker to meet with all the leaders because there's not many of them. Somewhere like Southampton will have many, many CU leaders. So the way you invest is actually investing in the students who take responsibility for the whole CU. So maybe the CU presidents. And then depending on the capacity and the number, you might help them be the people who support others, or you might be meeting with a wide range. But I think beyond the meeting up, we have our big gatherings. For me, the first big gathering that I went to was in the spring as a student, gathering with CUs from across the region. That's our regional forum over a weekend in March. Then in the summer, we have our training event where all the CUs in Britain gather together in the summer once a year. And for me, that's our national forum. That gave me huge convictions about mission that shaped my life today. I remember hearing one particular talk about international mission and me and my friends sitting in silence for an hour afterwards, wondering like what could this mean for us as we take on board these things. So a lot of it is the events that we do as well to equip students. But also my staff worker identifies that I loved evangelistic speaking. He helped me write evangelistic talks. Some students will be a part of summer teams, going to parts of Europe with other students, working with other student ministries. And that gives them amazing insight into working across cultures. So I think the bread and butter is sitting down with the key leaders in coffee shops, maybe once a fortnight or weekly or monthly, depending on capacity, and then maybe a wider group if you can. But I think there's also these bigger opportunities as well, where we can give students a glimpse into a world beyond their CU that can help them to live where they are.
Virgil, I mentioned in my introduction that Freshers Week is around now. Some have had their Freshers Week, and for some, it's on the way. I just wonder if you have a few examples of students who started off very nervously, maybe the Freshers Week, and went on in their 3 years to enter into leadership. And, you know, I'm sure you've got many. You don't need to name the names, but just some examples of how it all worked.
Yeah, I can think of many. I can think of some students who came to the Christian Union ready to go. They'd heard from older siblings what a Christian Union was, arrived, and they were like, oh, okay, this CU is in need of some help. I can bring some vision, but I'm just a first year. And so actually, I've been able to walk with them as they've gathered skills about how to bring vision and help others flourish and lead a team. There's others who are very new to their faith. I actually think if I can merge some of those stories into as if it's just one person, this might give you a bit of a flavor.
Sure.
Picture Jo. She has grown up in a small church after her parents have moved. She hasn't had many Christian friends her age, and so she disengages from her parents' faith, comes to uni ready to find her own path. But then 1 year into uni, she hates her course and is questioning her purpose in life. So she drops out of university, spends a year working, and then goes to a different university for another course. It's actually quite common. I've met a few students who've done that. But in that time, like I'm hearing a lot these days, she ends up listening to podcasts while she's working that happen to trend towards stories of people hearing about Jesus and meeting him. And her TikTok feed seems to fill with spiritual questions. So at university for a second time, she meets Christian flatmates who invite her to a barbecue, and there's a talk about Jesus. So she's new to uni a second time round, but this time she's made friends with Christians. She goes to church with them. And after one term of experiencing Christian community, maybe even going to a CU weekend away, she ends up being torn inside about what she believes, but she calls to mind parts of scripture that she's heard and realizes that she believes it's true. So then she wants to get involved with helping her flatmates discover this as well. So she tries reading parts of John's gospel with them and invites them to events. And she wants to get better at sharing her faith. So she reads books. She asks her staff worker, what can I read? And they recommend something like Stay Salt by Becky Pippert. And then she gets involved with CU's evangelistic events, helping put them on. And then people see that she has maybe some skills to learn and some confidence to grow in, but she has a real heart for welcoming new students because she knew what it was like to be lonely the first time round, and she wants to help others to not feel that. So then she meets with the staff worker and says, how can I help put on some great events? Ends up in CU leadership and then helps organize the CU's Welcome Week. After that, she spends a year with UCCF doing mission discipleship and training in their Relay Worker program, and then goes on to love people well in her pharmacy department, or progressing in nursing, or working in business, or works in a church. It's hard to nail it down because I've met so many students who that's been their journey of being a nervous first year. But what students often see is when they see the gospel going from friend to friend, they realize that happens through people just like them. And so they realize, actually, God can equip me to play a part in this work. And for many students, it's the first opportunity they have to organize something like a carol service, especially international students who are Christians, who their home country, that's not a big tradition. They get to learn how to do that for the first time. I think the opportunities are wonderful. I could carry on forever talking about this, so I can move on to the next one.
Well, it's wonderful stuff. I love those little portraits of lifestyle and how God works in and through it all. You know, the disappointment of coming out of a course you didn't like, and then the connection with Christians, and and the excitement of being able to contribute. It's wonderful stuff. Now, Virgil, university life has changed massively, even in recent years. A previous generation, you'd have a grant, base yourself on campus, focus wholly on your studies. Many today are needing to work to supplement their income, and others live at home and commute. And I guess all of that makes it a little trickier for students to be around, to engage with other Christians and to take part in CU kind of events. Would that be the case, or is that just a small snapshot of a small percentage of students?
I think the majority still maybe go through the well-trodden path, so to speak. But there's a growing number of students who are supplementing their student loan, as you say. And often in the kinds of universities that you find in the Southeast, there's higher numbers of commuters, especially when you're so close to London. There's a lot of people who live at home in London and then go out to university elsewhere, and especially at specialist colleges as well. And so the kind of university that might be in the towns and cities of those who are listening might be very different to each other. I think one impact is, yes, students are less available. The stereotype of a student having all the free time in the world is probably not true. And I think that might be hard for some who are yearning for their younger years, might find hard to believe. But I think that has effects on things like welcome weeks, or what you might know as freshers weeks. It used to be no one had anything on during that time. And so the Christian Union would put on a huge amount of events to help people investigate Jesus. But now, even a lot of advertisers will know, students are not thinking about anything other than, am I making friends? Can I fit in? And have I made a mistake going to uni? And so only those who have something that can answer those questions are they going to help and engage students with. And so actually, I think it's really important that CUs take on board the idea of a welcome season these days and expand it into late October. And I think with commuting students, there's less opportunity to explore other beliefs. I think one of the unique opportunities of university is that your social circle changes when you go to university, so you can afford to be more open-minded. I think the cost of discipleship for some who become Christians can be quite high if maybe their home family isn't as open to Christianity. And I think that's something where church family can play a huge part in helping those students. And particularly if you're not in a university town, to even think how many people from this town go to university and commute, what can we do to support them? But I think there's also some opportunities. There's a wider mixing with non-Christians, with people who are not yet Christians. In the years after hybrid learning online, there was a lot of Christian students who didn't rub shoulders with students who were not Christians because they weren't in as many physical lectures as each other. The majority of their friends who were not believers were those that they worked with. They worked at a shoe shop with, or in retail, or in hospitality. And actually, in lots of those part-time work that they might find, there are a lot of students. And you spend a long time with those people, probably more so than in some lectures. Right. I also think it helps students grow in leadership skills. And so they're actually finding that they're maturing quicker through university and able to see how the life skills of university can apply to the working world. And that can help them with the events that they put on. And it can also teach resilience during a time when actually, I think that's really important at university. I guess the last one is, in UCCF, we really value all of life discipleship, that all of life is under Christ's lordship, not just your activity in church life or the Christian Union, but actually in what you do in work for the rest of your life. And even what you do in your downtime, your leisure, all of that is under Christ's lordship, which means that there's a real rubber hitting the road moment for every student when we talk about that. Is what does this mean for you when you turn up at the restaurant you work in and you're giving dignity to the people that you're working with? That can really shine out and show witness to Christ in a wider array of areas. And so although there are some challenges, I think there's a great amount of opportunity as well with these changes.
Fergal, some listening will be sending students away to uni. As I say, some started already, and some in churches are on the receiving end. And they, you know, and I realize that many churches have well trodden programs for incoming students. But still, perhaps you could talk to church leaders who are either sending or receiving students. Just a few thoughts for them that they may not have thought of.
Yeah, I think firstly, if you're a church leader who is sending some students across to uni, there may be mixed emotions of. There might be some students who've served well in church as a teenager and through their college years, and they're going off to uni and you're wondering, will they come back at the end? I think I'd say bring it before the Lord and ask him, what could happen if I see these students as arrows who go out towards different parts of the country and maybe even to the ends of the earth? Having played my part in discipling them and equipping them, I think it's right to see that the fruits of those students' lives as they go on is also the fruits of your ministry as well. But there may also be some students that we are concerned about. Will they find Christian community when they're there? But also maybe we're wondering about their well-being. How will they cope at university? I think it's really good to maybe contact a Christian union in that city and say, you might not want to name names, but just to say, would you pray for this person? We serve a God who is Lord of the harvest, and he's the one who causes the harvest to grow. And I think it's right to entrust people's souls to him. So I think those are two things spiritually, and that's how I feel when I see students going off into the world of work elsewhere. But I think it's good to check in on those students when they go to university. You're not bothering them. You're not being a helicopter parent in a way. Actually, students sometimes are struggling when they go to university, and a word from back home can be like a glass of cold water on a hot day. But I think one other thing is to help new students think through what they value in church and what they might look for. Help them think through whether what they see as important really is important or not. Maybe don't just recommend one church you know of in a place, but help them to have the tools to think for themselves. So I think that will help them embed themselves in church really, really well. I think for churches who are receiving students, if you're not already in contact with the local Christian union, it's worth getting in contact. Just a word of tip, if you don't have a Christian union's email, the best way probably to get in touch with them is either through their Instagram accounts or find the UCCF staff work on the UCCF website. But ask them whether they have a church search, and if they have a way for students who are coming to the Christian union to discover about different churches, and how you can play a part in that. I also think asking the Christian union if it's possible for you to drop in maybe four times a year, maybe drop in the welcome week season at carol service, if they've got a week of mission in the spring, and then maybe one other main meeting that a Christian union might put on. And being a familiar face can really help students learn to trust you and to know who you are. And I think that can really impact next year as people point people to other churches as well. But I think it can be really helpful to think that the students who are coming to us, to accept them as they are. Some students will come and they might seem really promising. They might be the answer to your prayers about a particular serving team at church. Or it might be that one particular student comes and they've got a whole lot of baggage and a lot of mess going on. You never know how God can use each of those students. And I think it's right to see them through the lens of grace. That each student who comes to us is a gift to us as a church. And I think it's really important that we welcome students well through that and to work together with other churches to find out Are there any students who we've been in contact with? Are they slipping through the cracks? Contacting other student workers in the city and saying, hey, we want every student who comes to us to find a home in a church where they can be loved and cared for, whether that's our church or another. But being helping a group of student workers become a net that's so tightly knit together that we don't see any students fall through the cracks. And that takes everyone being on board with that kind of vision, but it can make a huge difference to a city.
Well, Fergal, time has defeated us, but it's just a final opportunity just to mention the UCCF website where people can find out more.
Yes. If you are a new student or you're a parent of a new student, go to uccf.org.uk/starting-uni. There's a whole load of blogs and resources about maybe you're finding university difficult at the start or how to find a church. I'd also love to signpost you to 10 of those, the book publishing company, who have a student welcome box that's designed in partnership with UCCF. There's a whole load of stuff like water bottles and food packets and a tea towel with discussion questions and books. Maybe buy one of those for someone that you know is going to uni, or if you're a church that's receiving students, buy one as a prize for some new students. I think there's some really great stuff in there that can help students land on their feet when they're at uni.
Fergal, it's been terrific to chat with you. I'm so glad that the next generation is in such capable hands. So bless you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Andy. It's been really exciting to talk through all of this with you.
It was great to chat with Fergal Kelly, who's acting as Southeast team leader with UCCF, as well as serving the University of Portsmouth students. Do go to UCCF's website. Website address again is uccf.org.uk/start-here. And it may be that you could bless some students leaving you with this little bundle that they have put together. So this is Andy Peck, your host, thanking you for joining us and looking forward to the next time. Bye for now.
The Leadership Show with Andy Peck. To get in touch, email andy.peck@premier.org.uk.
You've been listening to The Profile in association with Premier Christianity Magazine.